Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, pretty baby, since you left me, I have been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do do.
A good Saturday evening to each and every one of you. Welcome to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I am your host, Maria Wall, and it's really good to be back because last week, of course, you know, we had taken a break because we were out with the wonderful Women of WOW, which is our ladies' social group, which stands for Women of Wisdom and Worth. So we went out to the roller derby last weekend and had a great time. Welcome to each and every one of you here for our show tonight. Welcome to all of the people on our switchboard and, of course, to all of our guests in the chat room. Feel free to tweet this and share it on Facebook because this evening we have a very special guest visiting us from Canada. And she's here to speak about her new book, who will be debuting here in the United States in a very short while. So, with that said, let me give you a little bit of background. Kim Malchuk is a best-selling author, speaker, and motivational coach who focuses on the importance of living in the moment and overcoming life's challenges. Kim was educated and schooled by a master professor who trained her how to live a life of inspired purpose. Her teacher was cancer. And with that said, I'd like to welcome Kim to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio.
Welcome. Oh, I'm so excited, Maria, to be here. We've had this planned for a couple of months now, and I can't believe the day is finally here.
I know. And, you know, and it's so sad because I have so many people that come through and they keep writing and writing. And I tell them, people, I'm going to get to you, I promise.
Well, then you're doing something right because you're attracting people that want to speak. And I think that's the greatest thing is the conversation that we're all starting to have nowadays. And Blog Talk Radio is a wonderful conduit for reaching out to people all over the world. So, yes, I'm from Canada. Hello. Hello, world.
And hello back to you from the United States of America.
Yay!
And a special welcome to our guests. They're just starting to get into the chat room. Guest 7613 and guest 7619. Welcome to our chat this evening, and of course to all of our callers in our call query. Thank you so much for joining us here this evening on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. And to our guests in the chat room, if you have a question or comment for Kim, feel free to type it in the chat room and I will be more than happy to read it for you on air. Or you may give us a call at 646-478-4726. And for the callers in our call query, as well as our listeners, if you would like to be on air, just press the number 1 on your phone, and that will let me know that you would like to speak with my very special guest, Kim Malchuk. Okay. So much for all the formalities. We are going to jump right into the show because I told you earlier today that, you know, I had a really busy week, and I had finally finished reading Tasting Rain, which, oh, wow, it was a page-turner, because when, you know, as I told you, I hear from so many different people, I thought for a moment that, okay, first I thought you were someone who had gone through your pain and you were fighting with the infamous cancer. But as we get into our conversation this evening, our listeners will soon learn that this book has a surprising twist. And for our listeners, I want you to know that I cried, I laughed, then I cried some more, and then I laughed. And then at the end, because I have an advisory panel, and one of my very good friends read your book initially for me, because I have tons of books to read, and she was so moved and impressed that she said, you have to have her on the show as soon as possible. So
I need to get me one of those people.
Well, I will tell you that she is visiting in the chat room right now.
Oh,
so,
hi.
Beth, this one's for you. Her name is Beth. So,
no, you know what? I hear what you're saying, because a lot of people are recommending books to me as well. And I wish I had enough time. But you know what? The thing is, I have to make the time. But thank you, Beth. Thank you, because Beth hooked us up.
Yes, yes, she did. She really put that fire in place, and I said, okay, I'll work on that. And Beth says, hi, Kim.
Oh, hello. Oh, yeah, it's, okay, so, again, this is unscripted, as people can tell.
I know.
I'm not, okay, so tell me, see, I love hearing from readers, and I think, Maria, this has been the most incredible part of this journey, has been hearing back from the readers, because the very last page, as I said, that I wrote this for you, because we're all connected, I think that is, I'm a late bloomer to all of this, and you can kind of see where my journey was going from the start of the book to the end of the book. I'm just so glad that I finally got it. And unfortunately, it's too bad that it had to be cancer that taught me to really live in the now and wake up, smell the coffee, and, you know, live the life that you were supposed to live.
Right. Right. And I believe that you had mentioned something to that fact, though, that, you know, rain, you know, brings us the storms and sometimes some devastation, but what it teaches us, and I always do this on my Sunday morning meditation show as well, is that I say the power of water, because it washes away all of the sins or whatever you have, and then it, you know, it urges us to change and create or become someone new.
Absolutely. And I'm telling you, in the acknowledgement section of the book, when I was gifted the title for my child, I say it's the child that my husband and I never had. She wasn't ready to be released into the world until she had the proper name. And I tell you, Maria, the minute this virtual stranger gave me the name, the hair on my arm stood up, because I went, yeah, because it resonated a couple of things in mind, and you touched on it, is rain washes away, it's a chance for a new beginning, a new start, and yeah, you know, with rain can be disruptive storms, And maybe that's an urging or a sign that it's time to rebuild. But it also conjures up that image of us when we were young children going out in a rainstorm. Hello, can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
And tasting the rain. It's okay to be playful and childlike, even in our adult life, every once in a while, because that's what keeps us young, and it keeps us hopeful. So the name Tasting Rain, to me, is just magic.
It's perfect. It's so perfect. And for, of course, our listeners, once you get a copy and you read the book, you'll understand what we're saying when we say just how perfect the name Tasting Rain is. And again, you know, you said that that it was a shame that it had to be cancer, but you know, I always look at it that God sends us whatever he knows that we need to experience, see, feel, in order for us to get our aha moment. And, you know, people think, oh, it's so sad, it's so this. But I tell you this, you wrote Tasting Rain because of that storm that you had gone through. You know, I created Healing Through Hurt because of the storm that I had gone through. And without us going through what we endured or experienced, we would not be here tonight. There would be no fan of yours named Beth. There would be no fans that are coming your way, you know, from the States when the book hits here. There, you know, so I guess I'm saying that, and I'm sure you can understand that, God sends certain things, puts things in some of our way, because we're meant to be those beacons of light to help guide other people through the storm. And I will tell you this, that after Beth had read your book, and I hope that she calls in to talk to you personally, I could see a change. She had a totally new outlook on the way that she thought about herself and how she looked at life. And Beth, of course, I'm sure Kim would love to hear this from you, because you could probably tell it better than I could. But it it had that effect on her. And me, listening to so many stories and talking to so many people and reading so many books, I said, okay, great. Great book, okay. But I will tell you that I've had on tons of guests, and your book really touched me. And each week, just when I think, oh, this is one of the absolute greatest, I read another one. It touches me in a different way, but it's as equally as profound as the one before. And your book just helped me once again to continue my journey to look at the world in my life in a different way. Light.
Wow, what a huge compliment. And you know what, I want to touch on something that you had said, that God only gives us these tests that we are meant to learn. And I had been talking to a really good friend of mine who happens to be a shaman, which I didn't know that, I just loved her because I was just drawn to her. And I had said in one of our conversations that I am really thankful for everything that I've gone through, as crazy as it may sound, because of the huge loss that I had. But I said to her, it seems like everybody that I'm being attracted to, or they're being attracted to me, it seems that the common denominator for all of us is that we all had to hit our own rock bottom for us to figure it out.
Right.
And she said, yeah, that's exactly what it is that we have to go through the hard times and pull ourselves out when we find that strength within us to move on and understand that God's he's not punishing us. He's testing us because he's got much, much bigger things in store for us. And, you know, when I think about all the devastation around us, I mean, my gosh, look at the tornadoes this last Wednesday. You know, it's not a punishment. It's an urging to rebuild and to really appreciate how quickly our life can come to an end. And sometimes we do have to get that two by four knocked upside our head for us to figure it out. And do you agree with that? That sometimes you do have to hit or have a tragedy occur for you to kind of just go, okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was saying, and so many people don't understand that. And I say, you know what? We had to go through what we went through, or we had come through, because that's why I say that's our aha moment. And then I always speak about the fact that most people live their entire life and they never ever realize what their purpose was.
Yeah.
And for you, your purpose is maybe just becoming full circle, but this tasting rain is probably your beginning. But you know why God put you here and why he made you go through what you had gone through.
Yeah.
You know why. And that's
absolutely
a beautiful thing.
Because I would not be talking to you right now. I would not be sharing my story and touching people from all over the world like it has already. To me, Maria, that is incredible.
It is,
and believe you me, every day I am so grateful and thankful for everything. Hey, it's been a rough 2 years getting the book to be where it is today. But you know what? It's been so worth it. It has been so worth every moment and all the sacrifices, because I don't even look at them as sacrifices. It's just, this is what I have to do, you know?
Right.
Because of all the opportunities that are heading my way. I mean, it's incredible. And the beauty of this is that I didn't figure out what I wanted to be when I was going to grow up until I was almost 50 years old. So you know what? It's never too late. That's another lesson, is that it's never too late.
Right.
And when you talked about passion, figuring out what you're passionate about, yeah, you know what? There are going to be some people that are going to go through this lifetime not figuring it out. And that's sad. But
it is.
There is a huge shift happening that I get the feeling more and more people really are in search of what their purpose is. I think over the next couple of years, the world is going to see some pretty amazing things happen because of this shift. I think we have reached a point where people are getting it and understanding that there is way more to life than just going to a job Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and hating what you do and going, there's got to be something else. And I need to figure out what that something else is for me. And that's
right.
What's really exciting is that people are saying, I want to know what my purpose is.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Anne, I'd like to say a special welcome to Anne in our chat room and guest 7905 and, of course, Beth. Thank you all for joining us here this evening, and feel free to tweet this or put it on Facebook and tell your friends to come and hear this dynamic lady's story. And, of course, if you'd like to be on air, our number is 646-478-4726. If you'd like to speak with Kim, feel free to call in and just press the number 1 on your phone, and I will put you on air. And welcome to all of our callers in our call query. And
hello, everybody.
Press the number 1 on your phone to let me know that you would like to speak with Kim live on air. Okay. Where do we begin?
Well, do you think we should let the listeners in on a little, what you were surprised to find out about my story? About who my teacher was?
Well.
Or should we leave that?
Let's work our way up to that.
Okay.
Let's work our way up to that, because they know. Anne says hi to the both of us.
I know Anne. Hi, Anne. Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, let's work our way up to
okay.
The teacher. Yeah. So let's start at the beginning. I guess we could go all the way back to the days of Mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that I'm going to tell you right now, when I hear from a lot of readers, the common thing that I hear from primarily women is that, thank goodness somebody is speaking my truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not alone. And I'm just going to say that I believe it's Maya Angelou that said, we only do better when we know better.
Right.
And for some reason, and again, I'm not going to say there are no accidents. I don't believe that people are out there to hurt anybody. I think everybody wakes up saying that they want to try to have the best day that they possibly can. But there is a time that you might find yourself in that you kind of wake up and go, this isn't the life I want. And what am I supposed to do?
Right.
How do you go about telling somebody that you've been with for a number of years that you just don't think that this is what you want? It's nobody's fault. It's not his fault. It's not your fault. It's just how things evolve. I had to take a lot of responsibility for that. And saying that, yeah, I probably could have been a better partner and he could have been a better partner. But again, you only do better when you know better. And I think at that point in my life, I was so caught up in trying to prove to the world that I was going to make it, that I was going to make it in the corporate world. And I sacrificed a lot for that. And, you know, that's where the whole career versus job and priorities and really came into play. And you think that once you achieve that success, that you're going to be happy. Well, what happens when you are successful and then you go, this isn't making me happy. So what am I supposed to do? And the startling realization was when you're getting ready in the morning and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're looking at yourself, you're going, who are you? Do you even know who you are? You've become somebody that you don't even like. And it's, I think it's just the pressures of society and what everybody's definition of what success is and what it means to be happy. You know what? I think it's okay now, and I've only figured this out in the last few years, that it's okay to come up with new beliefs, because whose beliefs are we really living by? Societies, parents, friends? And we're trying to fit ourselves into, it's like putting a square peg into a round hole. Maybe that's not you, and maybe you need to figure out who you are.
Exactly.
And that is a very, very scary thing. Because in that process of wanting to figure out who you are, you may have to hurt people that don't deserve to be hurt, because they don't see what you see. They don't see what's deep in your heart and soul. And it's almost impossible to try to explain it to someone, just to say, you know what? I need to figure out who I am, because if I don't, I think I'm going to actually just fade away. I think I'm going to disappear. That was a very scary thing.
And that's true, because I think that so many people do actually disappear.
Yep.
And, you know, when you get up and you look in the mirror, you have no idea who's looking back at you.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's quite frightening, actually.
Yeah, it is, because I believe that, you know, as our readers read your story, they will be able to relate to so much of it, especially when you were speaking about you don't want to be the one to hurt someone's feelings. And, you know, and I remember you had said something to the fact that you didn't like confrontation. But I think that for so many of us in our in us trying to not hurt that person's feeling, we are destroying our own feeling.
Absolutely. And this is where I think was the first time in the book that I said, I was so busy making sure that everybody else was happy and living up to their expectations that I didn't realize that in that process, I was really hurting myself, because I was living a lie.
Exactly.
It takes a lot of courage to say, I know that I'm going to hurt people, and I know that I may end up alienating people and being on my own, but that's okay, because I'm determined to figure out. I mean, my inside voice is telling me something. And I think so many of us push that inner voice down, because sometimes that voice is telling us to do something very outside of the box for us,
right,
that we push it away going, what are you talking about? What are you telling me to do? And we push it down, we push it down, we push it. And sometimes that voice says, you're not going to push me down anymore. You
right.
need to listen to me. And really, it was when I looked in the mirror and I went, okay, I think I'm finally hearing what this inner voice has been trying to tell me for years. Because
right.
if you don't start listening to that inner voice, there will be a day that you will not recognize who you are, and there may never be a way for you to get out of this. And I'm talking bad.
Hello?
Hi. And what I really meant by that was I was so afraid that I was just going to fade away forever,
mm-hmm.
not even
right.
exist.
Right.
So it does. It takes a lot of courage. If you are really serious about trying to figure out who you are, I think that there has to be a lot of thought given to, a lot of people that are in your circle may not agree with what you're doing, but you know what? That's okay, because if you believe in what you're doing, that's all that matters. It's time to stop putting ourselves in the back seat. We have to move ourselves up into the driver's seat, because there's nobody else navigating us through this life except for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And, wow. You know, I hope that all of our listeners are getting this. And I want you all to understand that you're not alone in this. As you can see, your thinking is not any different from what we thought or what we're thinking. So I want you all to understand it, because, of course, you know, the name of this show is Healing Through Hurt. So I have a lot of people who sit back and they listen. You know, there are so many who still don't want their voices to be heard over the airwaves and things like that. And then they'll write me letters and they'll call or leave a message after the show because they're not ready to, I guess, have their voices heard, you know, right now. They're still not prepared to come out of the shadows into the light. But, you know, with each word that you say, I know that I can say I understand wholeheartedly because I've been there. And
yeah.
I know that the listeners have been there or they still are there now. So, you know, again, for those of you who are listening, the name of the book is Tasting Rain. And before we go any further, I know you said that when is it due to be released here in the United States?
Oh, not soon enough. Oh, Maria, I am so excited about it. As a matter of fact, probably right after I get off this call, I'm going to be doing the last bit of proofing for the second edition of Tasting Rain. And again, it's not a big change. It's just polishing. And I know we're jumping way ahead, but I just signed on with an American publisher at the very beginning of the year. And because Tasting Rain, my journey was I wanted to get my story out, and I didn't know how to do it, and I was scared, and I didn't know what I was doing, but I knew I had to share this story. So when I went the self-publishing route, I was basically on my own. Because it did so well in the first year, and when I got in touch with this American publisher, who basically said, yes, we want to take this book, we can do a lot of things with it, they suggested, because of their 25 years of experience, how to polish it up, just to make it a bit better. So the guts of the book is exactly the same, it's just the polishing that we're doing. And so we're just in the last stages, and we are shooting and probably going to need it. It's going to be available in June.
In June.
Maybe even sooner. But both my publisher, Linda Radke from Five Star Publications in Arizona, and myself and her team are just, we're so excited to bring my little girl into a lot of people in the U.S. We're just thrilled. So we're shooting for a June date.
That's great. And, of course, for all of our listeners, so you are one up on everyone because you get to get an inside look into the author and you'll get a feel for Tasting Rain here with us tonight.
And Maria, I would love to offer a gift for any listener. If they send me an email, I will gladly send them a complimentary copy of Tasting Rain right now.
So
if they send an email to kim@tastingrain.com with their address, A copy, a complimentary copy, will be mailed to them on Monday morning, first thing. I promise you. Because it's all about giving. It's all about giving.
Goodness.
It's all about sharing. It's all about starting the conversation.
Well, Beth just wrote in the chat room, she said, please have a Marilyn stop on your book tour.
Oh.
With a smiley face.
Well,
so.
You know, yeah, you know, it's things like that, Maria, that I know. I mean, there's so many things in the works right now that I can't say too many things until things are solidified and, you know, in writing. But I can guarantee you, I'm telling you this, I am definitely coming to the States. And you better get ready for me, Maria, because I'm going to come and see you, whether
well,
you want me or not.
Well, I'll tell you this. We are doing our, you know, Healing Through Hurt falls under the Wall Foundation, and that's a, I founded a 501c3 a few years ago. And our charity event this year is an author showcase. I am inviting quite a few of the authors who have been my special guests on Healing Through Hurt to come down for our charity event and meet a whole lot of our listeners and fans, and it's happening in August, so you tell your publicist and everyone that.
Okay.
I have not solidified the final date yet, but, you know, it's our annual event. And this year I said, you know what, I want my listeners and new people to meet some of the authors that I have had on Healing Through Hurt.
Oh, that, you know, that sounds marvelous. When you get that date solid, you let me know because, it's just, I'm just so grateful and thankful for everything and where this is all leading, and it's beautiful.
And you know what? It's so funny because I told you, I listened to the show through all these different venues, and the one thing that I'm listening to, one of them, I'm just hearing our voices, and I know a lot of listeners are probably thinking, okay, I know that cancer has something to do with this, and most people know how Healing Through Hurt came to be. And I know so many people wondering what we are laughing about. Why don't we feel, you know, why are we not, you know,
crying?
Down and out and have a drab show and we are just, you know, falling apart. And if you give us a chance, as this goes along, you will understand what Tasting Rain is all about. So, this is why we smile. So, again, for all of our listeners, as Kim said, if you would like a complimentary copy of her book, you can email her tonight, and she will have it in the mail to you on Monday morning. So, and of course, for those of you who are here in the United States, you'll be getting the book before it's even released here in the States. And I'm sure, Beth, I see you in the chat room. I'm hoping that you heard that because, trust me, she is one of your biggest fans in the entire United States of America.
Oh, I don't know. If Anne is there, Anne, say something, type something.
Is Anne in the States as well? Anne is here in the United States?
She absolutely is.
Oh, okay. Anne, meet Beth. Beth, meet Anne. You two can fight for the first and second position.
it's incredible. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But I will take all the fans I can get. And you know, I don't look at them as fans. We're family. We're friends. We're connected. We are mm-hmm. soul alike. I don't care if we're in Canada and U.S. or Kenya. Mm-hmm. You know what? We all want to live the life of our dreams. And you know what? It's within our reach to do that.
And it is.
It really is. And coming from, you know, again, because you know the story, I mean, I was not always that kind of thinker. I was, mm-hmm. I used to be the one who always looked at the glass half empty. Always.
Right. I'll tell you, Kim, we do have a caller on the line. So
hello. Hello.
Who do we have here?
This is Beth.
Hello.
Hello.
Beth!
I couldn't keep silent any longer.
It's a party. Hi, Beth.
I just wanted to say how much I really, really, really enjoyed your book, and I read it in one evening and suffered the pains the next day.
Yeah.
But it was so moving, and I loved your premonitions, and I hope you talk about them a little bit.
Thank you. Well, you have definitions, you know that.
That's right.
Right. We all do. Oh, Beth, thank you so much. Oh, this is wonderful. Beth, you need your own copy.
I do. I had to give it back to Maria.
Well,
so I'm going to send you an email. And
absolutely.
I would love to have it because I'd love to have it to refer to.
I'll have you to know that mine was autographed to me.
Okay.
This is my book.
Well, thank you for sharing, Maria.
Well,
yeah, no,
great,
you,
though.
She's yeah,
great. But I did.
Yeah,
if you
can send me your address, I would love to get one out to you.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
I did. When I saw Maria the next day, I said, you have to have her on the show.
Okay, so Beth, what's your connection with Maria?
We work together.
Okay, so you do a lot of reading for her?
Some, not
okay.
a lot, but
well, then I'm glad that Tasting Rain found her way into your hands.
Me too. Yeah.
And again, there are no accidents, right?
That's right.
You were meant to read that book.
I was, and I got a lot from it.
Good.
Yes,
I'm glad.
She was meant to read that book. She was.
And we have a mutual friend that we also work with that I really, really, really wish she would read it, but she's got four
yeah.
small children, well, four children, and reading is not one of her things that she can really do a whole lot of, but she needs to read at least the first part because she's in a situation that she needs to put her head down and move forward, you know? And,
yeah.
Yeah.
I really wish that... She could experience this because I think it would really touch her.
Hmm.
Well, I tell
yeah,
you what, Kim.
Yeah.
If you could, maybe could you send an extra copy for our friend? If that's possible, because I really do want her to have a special copy. She can read
absolutely. So Beth, when you send me that email. Give me your friend's name and address, and I would gladly send her one as well.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And,
you know, I think this is the thing too is that for me this whole process was never about because I'm going to tell you anybody listening if you want to get rich don't write a book. I was never in it to, oh, this is going to be my lottery ticket, or it wasn't about that. It was just about sharing and just like I've said before, I may sound like a broken record, just starting the conversations with each other that we're so afraid to talk about. We're so afraid to say, I'm drowning in my life. Could someone throw me a life preserver, please?
True.
We need to talk because we're not alone.
And Anne is in the chat room, and Anne writes, we're definitely family. And she also says that her mom has her autographed copy of the book. So, and Anne, feel free, if you'd like, call in. Let's make it a girls' night out party, if you'd like.
Hey, it's Saturday night.
847-826. Give us a call, Anne, and join the fun, because this is
come
what
on,
it's about. Just give us a call, Anne. You can come on and join in. You know, I'll bring you online as well. And, you know, this is great.
This is what it's all about, you know?
Yes.
Having a party and just having a glass of wine and just talking to our girlfriends, you know?
Exactly. And this is like the Healing Through Hurt book club for the evening, you know?
Yeah. No kidding, because, you know, I mean, we've all gone through our hurts. They may be different, but it still leaves scars on our hearts, no matter what they are.
True.
And it's just over time, those scars, you know, start to heal by us addressing what it was in the past. And I think that's the thing, is that we just need to realize that we don't have to be our yesterdays. And I got to find it, because I'll probably end up saying it wrong, but there was one quote that I read at a time, and I tell you guys, it really hit a chord with me, and I got to admit, I am a huge fan. When I need inspiration, I constantly look at quotes or read poems or,
yeah,
you know, something.
Yeah.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. Kim, hold on. I think, yep. I'm assuming that this is going to be Anne coming on, but we do have another caller.
Okay.
Hey.
Hi. It's Anne.
This
Hello,
is great.
Anne.
I couldn't resist the invitation to join the party.
Hi, Anne.
Hi.
I mean, Anne's got a remarkable story. I mean, my God. But I found the quote, you guys, and it's this. It's by Maria Robinson, and it said, "Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today to make a new ending."
I like that.
Wow.
Isn't that beautiful? I mean, it basically is saying, okay, so you know what? You screwed up today. So what? The most important thing is that you realize that you did that, and that's why we're going to give you the present of tomorrow.
Truly.
Because no matter where you're at, just starting to ask those questions is a good sign. And that's what makes this so exciting. And that's, to me, the reason why they call today the present. It is. Every day is a gift to get it right and just do better.
That's true. That's true. And, of course, welcome to our guest 9046 and guest 9076 in our chat room. Oh, they just popped out. But again, ladies, thank you so much for being here. And stay on the line, because this is our book club for today. And what better way to welcome Kim to our wonderful United States, but with her own personal fan club / book club, so that we can all discuss her wonderful book, Facing Way. So for any of our other callers on the queue, if you'd like to join in, of course, press 1 on your phone. And, of course, you're always welcome to just sit and listen to the show. And thank you so much for joining us here this evening. Where did we stop off at? Let's see. It was so good this time I had to make a lot of notes. But, you know, let's move a little bit forward, because I think at one point in the book you had spoken about the childhood fears, and I believe that so many of us tend to allow the demons or the ghosts from our childhood to control our adult lives, and we need to understand something, that we must learn how to take those negatives from our childhood and turn them around and make them into a positive in some way, which I believe is what you learned how to do when your teacher really made you sit down and listen to what that teacher was trying to show you.
Right. I mean, we learn from our role models how to treat others and really how to function in relationships. And I don't have a lot of good memories of my childhood, because it was a very, my mother and father, God bless them, again, they were only doing what they thought was best, which wasn't really good. But when I talk about confrontation, I have really bad childhood memories of seeing how that played out when I was a little child. If, you know, my mother and father never spoke to each other, they yelled at each other. That's how they communicated. And it was just, it wasn't only yelling, it was fights, and it was, you know, children were around watching this. So when I was going through this with Mark, and I said, the reason I didn't say anything all those years is because I was afraid of confrontation. But I thought, okay, this is where you have to stop thinking about your childhood. Confrontations do not have to be violent. You can sit down like two rational human beings, mature adults, and talk about things. Because if you don't, it's just, you can't sweep these things under the rug. So that's when I started to realize, hey, just hang on here. I can break the cycle from my past. Because I saw how it played out so poorly, but I could still achieve the same results by just taking a different approach. And so that's when I sat down with Mark and said, you know what, this just isn't working. And it's really funny that once I was able to say, okay, it doesn't have to be confrontational, it can just be a conversation. Do you know, and this was never written in the book, that when I finally had the courage to talk about how unhappy I was, the conversation, ladies, was nothing to be afraid of. It was, he let me walk away with no fight at all. And when it really boiled down to it, he was unhappy too, and he didn't know how to say it. So it just goes to show you that you're sitting there and you're thinking that you're doing the right thing by staying because you don't want to hurt that person. And meanwhile, they're thinking the same thing for years.
Amazing, isn't it?
And then it taught me a lot about fears, that fear is imagined. It's an illusion. If you've never tried it, why are you afraid of something you've never tried before? I mean, it really puts fear into a totally new perspective. And it's the fear that holds us back from doing so many things that we should be doing. So having that conversation with Mark, I was afraid. But when I finally had the courage to do it, there was nothing to be afraid of. I was afraid to leave a marriage to face the world alone, and yet he let me go, and there was nothing to be afraid of. It blew my mind, and it really made me go, okay, you know what? It's not selfish to want to look after yourself. If something is telling you that something isn't right, please find the courage to face it as mature, rational, calm adults. It's amazing what can happen.
And, you know, I think that it's interesting that when it comes down to it, and for all of our listeners, sometimes while you think that you're holding back to protect them, then sometimes it is a two-way street, and they're thinking the same thing where you're concerned. So sometimes someone has to find his or her voice and voice that opinion. Tell your feelings, because 1 year will turn into 2 years, 2 years will turn into four will turn into six, and before you know it, you've been in it for 11 years. Got that from the book.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just, it really was, and again, things happen when they're supposed to, so I wasn't supposed to have that conversation with Mark until 11 years later.
Right.
Things happen when they're supposed to happen, because during all that time, hopefully, we're learning some lessons of what not to repeat again. If given a second chance, what am I going to do to not repeat the same mistakes again?
Right. And ladies, of course, feel free. You're all on the air, so you can chime in anytime you like. We have about 2 minutes before we'll do our break for about 2 minutes and 43 seconds. So, if you have any comments, any questions, feel free. And then, of course, for our listeners, Mark is Kim's former husband. So we're going to try to remember to keep you all abridged on who we're talking about so that you won't feel as though you're a little bit lost. So Mark is Kim's former husband of 11 years. And the last hour, we're going to really bring you up to speed on the teacher and how Kim was introduced to the university, so to speak, where the teacher was one of the best scholars, so to speak. It may sound cryptic and poetic right now, but I promise you within the last hour that we have, you will understand exactly the message that the teacher was so adamant in attempting to teach him, as well as all of us who have the blessed pleasure of reading the book. Hmm. So when we come back from our break, hopefully it'll work, because as I said, if there's any technical difficulties within our show, do not go anywhere. I will try to reset everything and bring us right back in the event that that does happen. So we're about to have our break for about 2 minutes, 43 seconds. So if you'd like to get up, get something to drink, or whatever, we will be back with you in 2.5.
Hello, everyone. This is Maria Wall, host of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, and our very popular Sunday morning meditation. I'd like to send you this personal invitation to join me here each Saturday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio here on blogtalkradio.com. And as always, Join me for your 15 minutes of stress relief and release on our 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time show, Healing Through Her Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation, where you will find a place to let go of everything that has happened in the past week and find that strength to be able to face whatever may be coming your way this week. And if you are a spoken word artist or you are a New Age musician, we want to hear from you. Want free publicity? Give us a call at 202-618-2556 or send us a demo CD of your work at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. I look forward to hearing from you. Again, join me for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday evenings, and of course, 9:30 a.m. Sunday mornings for our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation, where for just 15 minutes, you can get that boost to help you make it through the oncoming week and let go of all of the burdens and stress from the week that just passed. We need to learn how to leave it in the past. So join me for both of our shows here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, where you will always find real people, real stories, real hurt, and real healing. Now you have a place to tell your story and find your voice. Until then, you be well, and I hope you come back and visit us often.
Welcome, welcome back to this wonderful, wonderful session of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio for this, the last day of April 2011. We are here with our Girls Night Out / book review group, and we are here with Kim Malchuk. She is the author of the wonderful, wonderful, positive, encouraging book, Tasting Rain. And we are going to jump right back in. I believe we lost Anne on the call line, and of course, Anne, if you'd like, feel free to call back in. She wrote in the chat room, "How fun is this? Love listening in on the phone for a bit." So she's still in the chat room, and feel free, Anne, if you'd like, you can call back in and join our book club, our Girls Night Out book club.
That is a really good idea for another blog talk show. We could have virtual book club meetings.
Yeah, you know,
we had
our ladies group that Beth and I founded a few weeks ago, and I was thinking about doing a virtual book club where we could really come together online, because we have members in the group as far away as New Jersey and what is it, Beth? Fredericksburg, Virginia?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we are trying our best. We're brand new. We just started the end of last month. So actually, this is our 4-week anniversary, isn't it?
I think so.
Well, happy anniversary. Yeah, celebrate all the little victories, right?
That's right.
Oh, trust me, yeah. We've had some interesting interesting roadblocks there for a minute, but, you know, again, it just makes us stronger, and it's preparing us for our journey. So
that's right. Well, I say, you know, with every new project, or, you know, if someone's trying to tap into what their passion is, and that's great, but keep in mind, always expect setbacks.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's,
and I think because it's, Well, really, because, I mean, I think that's where a lot of people give up. As soon as, you know, they feel as though they're following their heart, and as soon as a couple of bad things happen, well, then that's it. I give up. No, you know what? Just expect them. They're meant to be there. They're meant to test you and, you know, not to give up, right? Because I tell you, I mean, if I would have given up on Tasting Rain, I mean, this connection of sisters and brothers across the world has just been amazing. Has been amazing.
Well, and that's true, because if it wasn't for so many things that have happened in the last year or so, none of this would be happening right now. None of this.
No.
And, you know, for our listeners, and of course, you know, the show archives, so people will be listening to this, you know, months, years down the road. And they can also, for our listeners, you can also download the show. So at the end of the show, if you feel a need to keep your own personal copy of this particular show, you can download it as soon as the show ends. Give it about 5 minutes or so, and the show will be archived, and you will be able to download it and keep it and listen to it at your personal leisure. So, again, welcome to everyone on our call, Query. Thank you so much for joining us here this evening. And thank you, Anne, for calling in. And, of course, if you feel like calling in or you'd like to make a comment, feel free to type it in the chat room. Or, of course, you can call back, and, of course, I will bring you back on air. So for our final 50-some-odd minutes, we're going to bring our listeners up to speed as far as the we have someone else who just chimed in. Welcome to our listener who just chimed in from 9966. Welcome. If you'd like to be on air, press the number 1 on your phone, and I'd be more than happy to bring you on air. You are a new caller, not some of our regulars that I see here weekly. So there's
hi, new caller.
Again, we're
come on
here
over
with Kim Malchick. She is the author of Tasting Rain. So let's keep going, Kim. We know now that you and Mark did. You decided that it was better at some point that it was time for you two to break up. But it was one part in the book where, let's bring the people up to speed and let's introduce them to Mel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, wow, where do I start with Mel? Mel was, and I know that there's, I have to believe this because I know that none of us are meant to go through this journey by ourselves, that there is somebody out there for everyone. I believe that. Call me an optimist, call me delusional, call me, but I believe that everybody has somebody out there that should be holding their hand, walking through and being a witness to their life. And it was, I had only been married to Mark for not even a full year when somebody caught my eye from a distance and completely captivated me. And he would not know how I felt until 10 years later. I didn't even know how I felt until 10 years later. Mm-hmm. But it was an instant, wow, who is that person? And his name was Mel Malchick. And it was very, very fleeting. But it was somebody who really caught my attention. It was just the way that he carried himself. It was the way that he, just this aura about him. I just went, wow, now that's, I would love to be with somebody like that. And I thought, oh, hey, just hang on here for a second. You just got married. What are you thinking? But he was always someone who I had an attraction to, but dismissed it and put it away. Mm-hmm. 11 years later, Mel and I crossed paths every summer. I got into playing baseball, and the way I met Mel was he was an umpire in our league. So if he would be umpiring one of our games or not, I mean, we just kind of bumped into each other during the summers over the next 10 years. Never said a word to him. But when the summer came, when I knew that I needed to face the world alone to figure out what I was going to do, a good friend of mine, who happened to be a good friend of Mel, introduced us together. And I'm just going to back up a bit. This friend, his name is Dave, called me, not to talk to me one night, but he had just, in casual conversation, he had said, oh, hey, Kim, by the way, you know my buddy Mel? And I went, yeah. Why are you talking to me about him? He said, did you hear the bad news? And I said, about Mel? Yes. And he said, he's been diagnosed with terminal cancer, and he's probably not going to be around for too much longer. When he told me the news, I couldn't believe how devastated I was, considering this man was a complete stranger to me. So when I finally did meet Mel that next summer, really, to be honest with you guys, I was surprised that he was still alive, because the last time I heard was he had only been given 3 months to live. So anyway, during the conversation with Mel and I, our first conversation, I really felt as though I wasn't going to see this man again, and if I was going to have a conversation with him, I was going to ask him some pretty important questions. So, Mel, tell me, what's your cancer? Why are you still alive? I thought, you know, yeah. And so we started talking. I really went in with both guns blazing. And I was asking him these questions about life and about what has he learned. What is the most... With your diagnosis now, what can you tell me about life? What have you learned about this life? Because I'm at a stage right now where I'm trying to figure it out. And somehow I feel as though you and I were put together for a reason for me to ask you these questions. I couldn't, you know, if I stood back and saw how I was reacting with Mel and asking him these very personal questions, really coming from a stranger, I would have thought to myself, are you nuts? But you guys, I was so desperate to find answers to what is life all about. Well, what better to hear it from someone who's told they're going to die? That was the start of our relationship, because he opened up his heart to me and told me things about, you know, Kim, it's all in the book, about life. And about how important it is to be sure that you're doing what you love, how important forgiveness is, how important being positive is, putting aside all the focus on the small things and not the big things. That when it really comes down to it, it's just living the best life that you can. And putting all the unimportant things aside. That's what I've learned. And it was, again, we were put together, I know, for a reason. And it was about 10 months after I had left Mark that Mel and I were meeting each other for coffee or just talking on the phone and things like that, that I knew something very special was happening. And when I basically said, I want to have a life with you, I think that we've been put together for a reason, Mel really did not want to start a relationship. He said, Kim, I don't know how much longer I have to live. Why would you want to get involved with me? I said, I don't know. But something is telling me that we need to be together. And he says, Kim, I only have 3 months to live. And I went, you know what? No, you don't. No, you don't. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me and he went, What are you talking? Do you know something that the doctors don't know, Kim? And I said, yeah. I'm telling you that the reason we are friends and that we've been introduced to each other is there's something much, much bigger happening here, Mel, than you and I can even understand. I don't even believe that I'm saying this. But trust me, I want to be by your side. I want to learn the lessons with you. I want to go through this because you know what? I'm so determined that we have been given this time so that we will be each other's teachers. We will learn what's important in life. And I believe that we're going to be given time. And he went, are you serious? I said, yeah, I am. And we turned 3 months into almost 6 glorious, life-filled, life-changing years that were mine to treasure, completely changed who I was, completely made me understand how positive thinking and surrounding yourself with love and getting rid of all the bullshit and just focusing on love and commitment and enjoying the day and not focusing on the future and just focusing on the present because that's all we have. I used to joke with Mel when we were probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 years, and I said, so what, you got cancer? I said, I'll probably get schmucked by a truck. How do I know? How do we all know when our time is up? I mean, we focused so much on love and on life and on traveling and surrounding ourselves with great people and laughing and loving and eating like kings and camping and going outdoor that we forgot he had cancer. And I will never forget Mel's doctor and nurse. They just said, he is a medical marvel, Kim. You know that. He should not be alive. And yet, something miraculous is happening here. And I said, yeah, I'm loving him to health. And he's loving me back. And he's changing me. And not only did I love him to death, I loved him to health. And I am so proud that I took that chance. Because had I not, I would never have understood the powerful gift of positive thinking and of love and of giving up the big life for living a smaller life to enjoy traveling and just doing without material things to really focus on what's important. And what's important is love. That's what it all comes down to, is love.
I was just going to say.
So, really, I, with both eyes wide open, mm-hmm. I did something crazy, whereas most people probably wouldn't. And I was told this by my family members: "What are you doing, getting involved with somebody who's got 3 months to live?" And I said, "You know what? Don't worry about it.
Right?
Don't worry about it. It's my decision, and everything will be fine." My family is still amazed to this day how Mel lasted as long as he did. And they now understand that that was the beginning of me believing that dreams really do come true.
And,
so I walked into this with my eyes wide open. I basically invited cancer into my life, and I said, come on, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it all that you have, and I am going to love this man to health. Mel flourished in those 4.5 years. People that had been in his life for all of his life said, I cannot believe who that man is. You've completely changed him. I said, I might have done that, but he completely changed me. And I like who I am.
And Kim, let me interject for all of our listeners. Thank you so much for joining us on the call query, because right about now the chat room is not loading. So if you're in the chat room, stay put, because once you leave, you may not be able to get back in. Thank you so much for joining us on the call query. But for the listeners who've been following this story, Kim did break things off with Mark before her relationship with Mel became something that was sneaky and wrong. I just wanted to add that so that you all do not think that, oh, this story is great and well, but she was cheating on her husband. No, no, no. She did not do that. She took care of ending her life with Mark before she allowed her relationship with Mel to move forward. So there was nothing inappropriate there. So I don't want to lose any listeners, because you all are thinking that she did anything infidelous or whatever like that.
Well, and you know what, to be quite honest with you, I'm glad you pointed that out, because it was getting to a point where even, put it this way, Maria, I had only been married the first time I saw Mel, maybe not even a year, and for me to even be looking at him going, I thought that I was a cheater. Do you know what I mean? How could it, how? Come on, you're married. Why do you have these thoughts? That, to me, I thought, this is crazy. Get those thoughts out of your head. There was just no way that I could ever start a relationship before ending off another one. I couldn't do that. Because, to me, I didn't need to add salt into a wound that was so fresh for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, thank you for pointing that out.
You're quite welcome. And again, for our listeners, Kim has made a gracious offer, and you can give them your email again if the offer is still on the table.
Absolutely.
Your own personal autographed copy of her book. If you'd like to get an autographed copy, it's a complimentary copy. And by the way, this book has not been released in the United States yet. And you are getting it firsthand from the author herself. And Kim is going to give us the information. And if you'd like to get your own copy, you can just follow her lead, and she will tell you how to do that.
If you send me an email, please provide me your name with the mailing address to kim@tastingrain.com. I will gladly autograph it for you and send it out in Monday's mail. So that's kim@tastingrain.com.
kim@tastingrain.com. If you'd like to have your own personal autographed copy of this wonderful, wonderful book before it even hits the United States, you know what to do now. And I would love for you all to take advantage of this, because this is a beautiful book by a beautiful person. And we're going to keep moving along here, because we have about 35 minutes left.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Time sure flies. Oh, gosh. So
well, just to kind of finish off that story, I was determined, we were both determined that we had beaten this thing. And so when Mel had asked me to marry him, I was shocked because we both said, hey, you know, why fix something that's not broke? And we also said that, you know, marriage didn't work out so well for us the both times. Like, he was married previously, I was married. You know, why do you want to do this? And, you know, he said, because I'm going to live forever. And I want to show the world that you're more than just a girlfriend. And I want people to know that this is it. This is the real thing. So we went ahead and we got married, and it was the most beautiful, romantic, quiet, intimate ceremony. And then 2.5 years later, something changed. And his health wasn't the robust, active Mel, and I knew something was changing. So that's when I really, really started to have my own private conversations with the higher power and went, hey, hey, what's going on here? I thought that if I kept on doing what I was doing, that we both kept on doing, that we would be given a lifetime of this beautiful gift that you've given us. But that's when you know that things aren't meant to be forever. So I was about to embark on a new journey and a real test for myself to see if I was going to be the person that I told Mel I was going to be, and be the strong, brave person that don't worry about me, I'll be fine. At that time, thinking that I was only going to have him for 3 months, and it ended up being almost 6 years. So when his health took a turn, that's when I really started asking questions. Why did you give me this gift for only such a short time? I thought, you know, again, it goes along in the book what I thought. But it's a lesson that we don't have each other forever, and that the people that come into our lives are either there a reason, a season, or a lifetime. It's really up to us how we treat those people and what they were meant to bring to us. And to this day, actually, May 1st will be 6 years that I lost my soulmate. And I don't call it an anniversary because I think anniversaries are something to celebrate. I call it the day my life changed. And tomorrow will be the anniversary, or the day that my life changed. And that's where the real digging and growing came from, was through the grieving process and hitting rock bottom again, and then deciding to pull myself up and not feel guilty for being alive, and most importantly, not diminishing what Mel and I had, because I always felt as though Mel was always looking down on me, because I believe he is more alive today than he was in the first few years with Tasting Rain. Tasting Rain is the child that Mel and I never had, and I know that the reason why the book is doing so well, Maria, he's making sure that the book is doing well. It's a tribute to our love and the lessons that we both learned, not just me. And I say that my teacher was cancer because cancer taught both of us what was really important in life, and it was time. Time is so precious, and we better be making the most of our time. When I stopped my mourning, I I had to stop feeling guilty for being alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted Mel's life to not go unwitnessed.
Right.
And I wanted to pay tribute to him and to our love and to... When I went through my grieving process, I tell you the one of the places that I hung out at was the library to help me find the answers to why are we here? Is there a God? Is there reincarnation? Are we going to get any kind of subject that I had questions on? You go to the library, there's a book written on it, okay? But one of the things that I found that there wasn't a lot of help in was the loss of a spouse and how you move on. And it was a couple of years after I had been living life without Mel that I had this inner voice in me saying, share your story. Write down what you've learned before Mel, during Mel, and after Mel. Because, Kim, there's a lot of people feeling and living through what you've been, what you've lived through.
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably help them. And so that's what I did.
And I'd like to add that, you know, you say that infamous statement that so many of us know, that people come into your life for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. But the way that I looked at it was the fact that that season that Mel was in your life was a lifetime. Because in that time that you two spent together, you lived more than some people live their entire lives.
So, absolutely. We jam-packed, again, because we just didn't know what tomorrow was going to bring.
Right.
So we jam-packed a lot of living into almost every hour of the day. It was magical. It was, and honestly, this is what keeps me going. 'Cause I was so lucky to have that kind of love. But it's ironic, don't you think, that in order to have that kind of love, I invited terminal cancer into my life to get it? I don't know.
But you know, I think that there's even a greater message here that so many people need to understand, that with or without cancer, with or without any type of terminal illness, tomorrow is not promised to us. The next second is not promised to us. How many people's loved ones have gone outside to cut the lawn and never walked back across that threshold because they died right there, had massive heart attacks? How many people have walked out in the street and been hit by a stray bullet, or sitting in their own home watching television? How many small children or adults have made the mistake of stepping off a curb, or a car jumps the curb, and they're not coming back? So I believe that the message in this book is your teacher was cancer. But in the whole, your book is then becomes the teacher to tell those of us who take life for granted that we need to learn how to live each and every second of every day like it could be our last.
And absolutely. And that's, I know that I say this in the book, as I said, please don't wait for that stray bullet, that tragic illness to come into your life. Realize that you have it now. And it's a statement that I think is flogged and said way too much, that people just kind of go, yeah, la, 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 whatever. Seriously, live for today, because no one is guaranteed a tomorrow. And should you have the gift of waking up tomorrow morning, then enjoy it and take the most out of it. It is ours to have. And what we do with that time, you know, there's that saying, timing is everything. And actually, that's one of the names of my chapters. But what I've come to understand over this last little while is that time isn't everything. Time is time. It's just that. Because guess what? When I'm long gone, time is still going to be going on. It's not going anywhere. I'm going somewhere. And before I go, I want to make sure that I'm living the best life that I can. And what I came in, and the, to be honest with you, Maria, the last two chapters is where I think I was really tapping into my passion, is when I said, I want to give back. Before I leave this earth, I want to give something back. I want to help others. I want to share my message. Don't wait for tomorrow. Why not now? What the hell are we waiting for? Don't wait for that bullet. Don't wait for that bus to come and, you know, take you away. I mean, look what's happening all around us. Japan, and now the tornadoes, and we've got flooding here. We've got disasters happening all around us. Those are signs, people, that your life can change in a second.
Yep. And we need to understand that. And if there's nothing else that you take from this show this evening, is the fact that tomorrow is not promised. We have to learn how to let go of all of the things that really do not matter. And, you know, sometimes we harbor hatred and anger from one year to the next. And the person who we're mad with or we've had this problem with, they're not giving us a second thought. We're the ones who are being unhappy. They've moved on to make someone else miserable. You know, because some people just do not care.
Exactly. You know, that is such a good point, because I think I say that a number of times through the book, is that we're not our yesterdays. We are, and I used to be that person that used to hang on to a grudge. You know what? I was killing myself by doing that, because you're absolutely right. What I was paying attention to and focus and energy on, that other person didn't give a crap about me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we do that so much, is that we just hang on to the past. You know what? We're not that powerful to change the past. It's done. It's over. The only thing that we have a guarantee of is today.
Right.
That's all.
And I think there was a part in your book where, you know, I think there's another saying that goes, evil begets evil or something like that. But then you said, what we project is what we attract. If we go living our lives and we always have a sad face or we're always mad and we're always this, nobody's going to want to put up with us. So naturally, you're going to get that cold shoulder back. So we need to understand something, two things out of your book, another 2 points that I wanted to touch on. We're going to backtrack a little bit. At one point, you had spoken about dreams, and you said dreams will remain dreams until we decide how we're going to make those dreams a reality. And so many times, and back to you taking this time to write your book, you know, my mom always says, she's going to write a book. She's going to write a book someday. I've heard that since I was in my single digits in age. I'm now 47 years old. And I keep telling her, there's nothing to it but to do it. Tomorrow is not promised. You're getting up in age. Are you going to achieve your dream or not? And do not say, I raised my baby. You know what? You had us. That's what parents do. You raise your children. You need to now live for you. Do something that you dream about. you know, we're not all meant to be, you know, I'm not meant to be. Maybe I'm never going to be this wonderful motivational speaker going all over the world. But I will tell you that as of today, I have helped more than 6,000 listeners. You know, people write to me constantly. I may not do 6 million. I may do 10,000. But you know what? That's 10,000 more than most people that I will come across in my entire life and say they have ever done anything for. And, again, it goes back to when we first started our conversation. There's a different feeling when you come to the realization that you have your aha moment, when you know what your purpose is on this planet. So many people live, they're born into the world, they become children, they have a few friends, they grow up, they get a job, they go to work, they come home, they go to work, they come home, they go to work, they come home, they get old, they retire, then they sit at home, and then they might go on vacation every now and then they'll come back home, then they'll get old, then they'll get sick, and then they'll die without ever really knowing what they were put on this planet to do. And all of this ties into this story, this book. It's about that power of positive belief and thinking. Because, you know, no matter how, I do have bad days because I'm human. And some days I've been through a lot. And some days I just want to sit down and cry my eyes out. But you know what? I try to keep those tears away. And by the time that I put more positive things in my head and I go towards working on the wild women or working on healing through hurt or whatever, before I know it, the day is done, and I made it through one more day. And then I look back and I say, it wasn't so bad. But had I given in to the negativity, it would have been a horrible day. And then that one day turns into a horrible 2 days, and then a horrible 4 days, and then a horrible week. And before I know it, I had a whole horrible month.
Absolutely. You've just said so many powerful things there. I mean, you're so dead on. And I think that is, because I've lived both ways, I know how fast a life or your life can change by allowing yourself to dwell in the negativity. Listen, and you said it too, hey, there's days that I got bad days too, and I try to keep myself motivated.
Mm-hmm.
But I realize, okay, you know what can happen, Kim, when you are focusing on the negative, you know. And I quickly get myself out because like attracts like. And all I want, just like I would think everybody else wants, is you want all the good stuff, so then you gotta think the good stuff. Get rid of the crap that is clouding your vision. You have to. You have to let go of the past. It weighs so heavily on our dreams. It kills the dreams.
That's true. And again, you know, I believe that you had mentioned it in your book, but you change your thought patterns, you change your life.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
So many times, if you continue to live in that same negative, vicious cycle, you cannot expect a positive result because, you know, you cannot continue to do the same thing the same way and expect a different result. So, And I found it so interesting that sometimes it's the easiest and smallest things and changes that we can make in our lives to make such a big difference. It's not like you need to be a rocket scientist.
Absolutely, and that's what I say, is start off with the small things, and then when you mm-hmm. see, oh, my goodness, I just made a small little change, and I saw a good, what would happen if I made a bigger change?
Right.
You know,
and you might be out
true.
There by yourself, you know, because family and friends will think you're a nut, you're crazy. Oh, what on earth are you thinking? And they will try to discourage you. But again, keep moving. Put one foot in front of the other and never look back. Just, you know, say, oh, okay. Because you know what? While you're still moving forward to your destiny and your own personal happiness, they will still be back there trying to discourage the next person, and they will be living in their own mediocrity and their own stagnant world, and you're still out there, you know, walking on rainbows while they're still walking beneath them, looking up at them. You're the one that's going across them and over them.
Yeah, it's true. And this is what I've said about dreams, is that the beauty of dreams is that yours might be different than mine.
Right.
And that's fine. The only person, and the thing is, I may not believe in your dream like you don't believe in mine, and that's okay too. The only person that has to believe in the dream is themselves. Let those naysayers keep on saying what they want to say. Just tune them out. Just tune them out. I say I'm like a thoroughbred racehorse running through life nowadays. I've got my blinders on. I'm trying to keep out the negative and the distractions that are around us all the time. I mean, we can't avoid all the negative media that's out there, but you know what? We sure have a lot of control, and it's called a remote control. We don't have to watch that crap. We can choose what we listen to. We can turn off the TV or not read the internet with all the latest gossip and blah, blah, blah. I can't be bothered with that. I am running my race. I'm glad that there's other horses beside me, but I need to keep my blinders on so that I can keep my eye on the path. And I know because I've lived both ways. I will always choose the positive and not focus on the negative, because if you focus on the negative, you just end up drowning, and I won't allow myself to drown. I won't allow that to happen to me, and I'm not about to allow that to happen to Mel's memory. No way.
Right.
Nobody is going to stop me from reaching this dream, and it's amazing the things that have happened when I just said, nope, this is what I want to do. I want to help others. And you said that you've been helping you six. Hey, that's, to me, that's amazing. Because I said, if I can touch one person with this book, then I'm successful. Well, I've touched more than one. And you know what? It just keeps me going and going and going.
Hold on a second. Let me see. Let me give you my true figures. I'm going to pull up my records here. And, let's see how many I've really helped. I said like 6,000 and something. That was like this month, I think. I'm sorry, 14,501.
Oh, my God. From your mouth to God's ears, okay? I mean, that is amazing. That is amazing. And you know what it is? It's one person at a time. Like, again, I can't be assured, you can't be reassured that everybody listening to this show today is going to say, oh, well, because I listened to that show, I'm going to change my life. But you know what? If we touched one person, then that's all that we can ask for.
That's right. And it's
because
so
you know what? When you're ready to hear the messages, when you're ready to hear the words, you'll be ready. That's all there is to it.
Right.
But until you're ready, I'm not here to convince people how to live their lives. I'm just recanting what happened with mine.
And again, the name of the show is Healing Through Hurt, because my guests share their stories of how they are or have healed from their hurt. No one's here to judge. No one's here to pass judgment. No one's here to point a finger. This is personal stories, real people, real stories, real hurts, real healing. And for our, of course, our guest panelists, Beth and Ann, if you all would like to share how Tasting Rain inspired you to change, you can share, you know, maybe some of the ways that it helped you look at your life in a different way, if you're there.
Well, I think what I took away the most from the book is, like you've been saying, look for the positive moments and reach into yourself and find what you have in there that maybe the voices that have been telling you, no, 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 that's not going to work. It's don't do it. That's not what's in the box. But you just need to find who you are and live each day and enjoy the successes. And if there aren't successes, put your head down and do it again until you get it right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it really is. It's the positive. I mean, all of you guys, we don't even have time to touch on what's happening. But I'm telling you, if I would not have stayed in this positive excitement and exhilaration of what's happening with this book, the things that are going to be happening down in the States for me, incredible. And this is the miracle of this is, you guys, I had never written anything in my entire life until this book. People are going, you're going to write a book? You don't have any training in that. What are you doing? And it's like, why not? What have I got to lose if I help one person? I mean, how bad could that be? My publisher, Linda, down in the States is going, you're just like a positive magnet. It's just incredible what's happening. And this book hasn't even gone out in the – it's not even distributed out in the States yet. Now, it's on Amazon and Kindle and all of that. So, and that's where I'm – and then plus, let's not even get into social media. Oh, my God. Thank God for my social media family. But I've been sending out books to UK, Kenya, Australia, all over the place. It's touching people.
Right.
And exactly. It's just this positive. If I did not keep this positive feeling and let's not forget a big important thing, being thankful and grateful for everything that comes my way. Every email I get, I go, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Because you know what? Not alone. There's some guidance here. And let's not forget about that. So, it's just amazing.
It really is. We have a comment from Ann in the chat room. And I wanted to touch on something that Beth had said about when you have that setback, you put your head down and you try again. With that, I would say, you know what? If you see that setback directly in front of you, keep your head up and look around it to the left, to the right. You know, jump up and down and see if you can see over it. Don't put your head down because that setback
will take. Well, that's what I've been doing wrong.
No wonder why I have that huge lump on my head. No, you know what I say? When you don't know what to do in bad times, just laugh.
Yeah, pretty much. Just laugh. But Anne says in the chat room, she says three words, focus on the positives, yes. And then, of course, I was about to tell her that was four words, but she caught herself and she wrote four words with a smiley face. We got that out of it. She went on to say that Kim is definitely a positive magnet and she already has a following in the U.S. It is touching people. Kim is touching people. So, you know, we're hearing this firsthand. And Kim has touched all of our listeners this evening. Of course, welcome to guest 12161 and guest 13579. And she says, you have the greatest laugh.
You know what? I've had a lot of sadness in my life, and mm-hmm. I just focus on laughing because mm-hmm. laughing is the best medicine, and it's been proven that laughing really improves your health. And I do want to say something. I got an email from someone. Thank you. I won't even say the last name, but Linda, I know you're listening because you're telling me you're listening. I'm very, very happy to send you a book. I'm thrilled. Thanks, Linda. Beth, get your email in.
Okay.
Because don't forget to send me the name of your friend, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
That's gonna be hard.
Because I see, I Maria, I can't believe it. 2 hours has gone by.
I know.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Isn't it amazing?
Hey, what are you guys doing next Saturday?
You should have come to the roller derby with us last week.
I know, yeah. No, you know what? We have an away trip. No, I have another dynamic young lady. And if you're ever around, Kim, feel free to drop in on us. We're here every Saturday. Well, unless I'm out with the ladies of WOW, I'm here every Saturday evening. Beth is here. You know, most of the time, and sometimes when I'm having technical difficulties, Beth is here, and I'm not.
Well, listen, you know what? I know that our time is coming to an end, but seriously, I've loved this so much. I have been looking so forward to talking to you, Maria, for months now, and I can't believe that it's come and gone, but you know what? I know that this is just the start of a very long-term relationship. You are amazing.
Yeah.
And I need to find out more about
Thank
the WOW Foundation. And honestly, if you are going to be having that that author's event, I mean, I really do not know what the immediate future holds once we've got a couple of things in the works down in the U.S., and whatever comes to fruition first, I don't know what that is, and I'm kind of game for anything, but I will definitely keep you in mind. Absolutely, and please keep
Thank
me in
you
mind,
so
too.
Much.
I would love to be a part of your energy and the positive things that you're doing for with the WOW Foundation. I just think it's wonderful, and we didn't even touch on that, but that's not what this show was about, but...
Right.
But no, seriously, I mean, just, you know, making a difference, I mean, that's what it's all about. And I'm really so happy that you guys called and that we connected, and Linda's getting her book, and so is Beth, and Beth's friend, and everyone get their books back from whoever they've given them out to. and... I love this. I love this connection, and this is what it's all about. Just having real conversations, and this is awesome. Just awesome.
And oh gosh, we're down to our last minute and a half or so. So, thank you so much, Kim, for joining us. Thank you, Beth, and thank you, Anne, for being here for our first Healing Through Hurt book club girls' night out. So,
and Kim has an awesome blog, too. So you need to check that out online.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's just so much. This adventure has just been, you know, professional and personal freedom to connect to just beautiful, wonderful souls around the world. It's just been magical.
Yeah, and, you know, but this is what it's all about. And thank you, Beth, because Beth is one of my greatest fans as well. And thank you so much, Kim. I can't say thank you enough. And, you know, if you don't mind, I'll probably request a copy of your book for my mom so she can have something special and maybe she'll take time to read it. But
everybody
thank you
has
all.
A story. Everybody has a story in them, so you tell your mom to write her book.
Yeah. I will. Look, when you sign it, tell her that I need to write her book.
Absolutely. I will. Yeah, take it from somebody who's doing really well with a book who's never written before. So there you go.
Thank you all so much. And I hope that you all join me tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. for our 15 minutes of stress relief and release on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Meditation. We will be back here next week with our special guest, Michelle Courtois. Shattered Faces, Loving Heart is the name of her book. Again, I am your host, Maria Wall, and we've been here with Kim Nalchuk. She is the author of Tasting Rain. And thank you again, Kim, for joining us. Everyone, I pray you enough, as always. enough of whatever you need to help you make it through this week. Until next time, everyone, thank you for joining us, and you be blessed. I am Maria Wall, and everyone have a great, great evening.
Bye, everybody. Keep well.
Good night.
Hello.
Oh, pretty baby, since you left me, I have been feeling oh so blue. I always thought that you would love me. I don't know what I should do. Do-do.